This is Dr. Masucci. I'm dictating patient's name is. Ralph Reed, R-E-I-D, Ralph, R-A-L-P-H. Date of birth is 3/30/1929. Date of service is 7/26/2022. Mr. Reed is a very pleasant 93-year-old man with history of atrial fibrillation. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 infection recently, was admitted to the hospital. He has been complaining of generalized weakness. Patient complained of being very weak. Also, appetite has been poor. Denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chill. Patient was given supplemental oxygen, ID and pulmonary were consulted, was started on prednisone taper. Also, he has completed his remdesivir dosage, was continued on Eliquis. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital in view of his weakness. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he does complain of weakness, but denies any chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no other complaint. Past medical history. Has been significant for atrial fibrillation. History of COVID-19 infection, history of pulmonary embolism, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, has history of bowel resection times 2. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any history of CAD or CHF, he does have history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, the history of COVID-19 infection, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, complaints of having poor appetite. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, complaints of generalized weakness, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of TI or CVA. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, otherwise unremarkable. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in the HR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized stability. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of PE. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. He was encouraged to eat better, drink some ensure. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lori Botell, B-O-U-T-E-L-L, Lori, L-O-R-I. Date of birth is 3/10/1958. Date of service is 7/26/2022. Ms. Patel is seen in her room today with complaints of pain in her right shoulder. She had x-rays done. She said that it has been bothering her. Sometimes the range of motion is limited. It is limiting in what she can do. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities chronic edema, both lower extremities. Right shoulder, there is tenderness anteriorly. Range of motion at the present time is normal. HENT examination. Impression, number one, right shoulder pain. Next. History of kidney stones, next. Hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next DJD. Training plan, discuss the patient about his symptoms. I've encouraged her to use water and gel 3 times a day. Also doing some physical therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.